You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the podcasters, the people at Bust Them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's the Thursday throwdown, and we've got a lot of stuff to throw down on the program. We're stacked today, actually. We're kicking it old school. Big Card Julio is going to step up and in. Zara Picks is going to step up and in because it's a World Cup draw week. The Rage Reddit, Cam Stewart, will join us as well. But everybody knows how excited I am about the Vancouver Whitecaps run, and we've got one more match to go. It's the MLS Cup, and it's a massive weekend for sports fans and football fans around the world. Whether you're an NFL football fan, soccer fan, footy fan, however you want to call it, yeah, man, we got the World Cup draw. We're going to get the exact times and locations of the games on Saturday, and we've got the MLS Cup on Saturday afternoon. We've got a man that's going to be calling the MLS Cup, and it's got to be an honor in his career to call a championship game of this caliber with legendary, you know, just world-class, legendary World Cup winners. And I'm not going to say this is the most star-studded. Yeah, I guess I will. It's the most star-studded and accomplished MLS Cup ever. Is it the best matchup ever? I guess we'll find out, but it really couldn't have played out any better for the MLS. Let's bring in the play-by-play voice right now for the Whitecaps and global sports anchor Asa Rahman steps up and in. Asa, thanks for joining us on the program. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this, Gabe. Looking forward to this, and really appreciate you reaching out because can't get enough of this game and teeing it up as well. So many storylines, a lot to talk about, a lot of hype going into this game. I think it is the biggest MLS Cup final when you talk about the stars in it and the two teams who have performed at a high level, especially throughout these playoffs.
No, it is, and I just didn't want to, you know, throw that out there loosely, but if you think about it, between the accomplishments, obviously, of the, you know, the Messis and the Muellers of the world, but you look at the Whitecaps. The Whitecaps are stacked with players that are going to be playing in the World Cup, right? Yeah, similar situation with Inter Miami. There's like past champions, future. You got players like Ahmed that are still kids that are coming up, that are going to make a stamp for themselves. It's really a great mix of youth and legendary players this match.
Yeah, you nailed it. And that's kind of, one of the big storylines going into this is kind of the experience of Miami and everything that they have and everything that they've done individually as players, not necessarily as a team with Inter Miami, but there's a lot of star power there. You talked about Lionel Messi, obviously, Sergio Busquets, you got Jordi Alba, Suarez probably coming off the bench for Miami. So a lot of big names on that side. And then these young up-and-comers for the Vancouver Whitecaps who've kind of earned their way onto national teams. Sebastian Berhalter, Ali Ahmed, you mentioned. And these guys are now starters for their national teams. Andres Cubas is another one that I don't know if Miami really understands how good this player is, but he's starting for Paraguay, and they qualified for the World Cup as well. So you got talent across the board for both of these teams.
You really do. And obviously, as you stated, Messi gets, you know, all the attention in the league. But Miami have some good players. Like, they're not, it's not just Messi. And you know, obviously Mueller's going to get so much attention and he's brought so much to the Whitecaps, but the Whitecaps were damn good before Mueller arrived.
Yeah.
Like, this has been a magical season. One thing I'll admit, and I love it, but MLS season's just too long, bro. I mean, you call the games. Like, seriously, Asa, I've gone through, like, three different wardrobes. Like, I remember, like, you know what I mean? Like, wearing a jacket and going to see the CONCACAF, like, at the Rivers Reach when they played in the final and it was kind of cold. And then we're in the summer, and now we're in the cold again. And I got a kick out of everyone crying about the new MLS format change. Oh, we can't play in the winter. We already effing do.
That's right.
We do right now. And when the season starts in late February, we already do, Asa.
Yeah.
I don't know what people are crying about.
No, it's pretty much the same, right? Because they're going to take a month and a half off once the schedule changes anyway. So you're taking that December, January, actually, almost 2 months pretty much off when the schedule changes. So it's pretty much the same thing. And to your point, I was talking to my uncle last night who kind of follows the Whitecaps from afar. He's now living in Las Vegas. And he said, oh, and the Whitecaps beat Miami already last year. I was like, no, that was earlier this year. It feels like that long ago, though. I get it. It is
really
a long
does.
Season. And then that's why I think some of these older players in particular, it'll be interesting to see how they're holding up this late in the season. I mean, Miami's firing right now, but they injected some youth and some pace on the team as well. Civetti up top, Allende as well. So that's really helped them because they were looking old when we saw them last in the two-leg tie in the CONCACAF Champions Cup run where the Whitecaps won that over two legs. 5-1 in the two games. It's a very different team, and they look a little bit younger and faster now.
Yeah, and I almost, of all, I was really, really hoping it wasn't going to be Inter-Miami. They've struggled in the past in the postseason for whatever reason. This year, they've just dialed it up, and, you know, don't think that Messi's forgotten those CONCACAF Champions Cup games. And he even brought it up, actually, after, and he said, we'll see this team again, and I'll remember this, and you know it, Asa. Everywhere that Messi goes, he gets the red carpet treatment for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Vancouver kind of shocked him that people were chanting Ronaldo and holding up Ronaldo jerseys and Ronaldo is better and jeering when he had the ball. It kind of rattled him a little bit. Like you could tell, like, man, I'm used to getting loved everywhere. And you guys you're taking this like this is real, huh? And the Whitecaps, like, bro, the players talked a lot of smack, Asa. Like, Miami wanted Vancouver, bro. Like this, Miami wanted Vancouver for payback. And if you're Vancouver and you pull this off, you effing earned it, bro. Beating LAFC, going into Miami. Like, I got goosebumps now. How do you think this plays out? Like, Vancouver really like to attack early in these matches. Will they do the same thing?
Yeah, they'll go after it again. And I think that that is the weakness. If you're looking at Miami, it is on the backside, the back four. So the Whitecaps will feel like they can create some chances, and then it's up to them to capitalize and actually put them away and then start on the front foot and have that lead. Because if you're chasing it, if Miami scores first on the counter and you're starting to stretch the game a little bit, we've seen what Messi can do in open space. So I don't know if they necessarily want to get into that sort of track meet. I believe the Whitecaps will go after this in the first 10 to 15 minutes. And like you said, they've had success doing that, especially in these playoffs. And I expect them to try to do the same thing. The heat's going to be a bit of a factor. I know you were talking about it yesterday. This is an earlier game. So that can play into things as well. Whitecaps haven't played this early in the day. And with the time shift as well, it's going to be a little bit different for them. So we'll see how they handle that and the heat.
I credit the Whitecaps, and I get it. They had to get there, you know, early because of the press conferences and all this type of stuff. But I like the fact that they got there on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right. And they didn't roll in like on, you know what I mean, last second, try to save money and, oh, don't worry about the time zone difference. Don't worry about the heat. It's a completely different world, man. I'm in Vancouver right now, and it looks like a Queensryche video outside. Like, there's a reason why grunge was invented in the Pacific Northwest. Like, and then they're in Fort Lauderdale. It's like completely different worlds, temperatures. Like, it's just completely different. But having a guy like Mueller there, and I love what Brian White said, I believe it was yesterday, last night, earlier in the week or whatnot. He said, listen, it doesn't matter whether Mueller had a band on his arm or not. The guy's a leader and a captain. Right? Like, right? Like, the presence. And I saw it right away. I was there, you know, pretty much every match. I've gone to like 17 games, 18 games this year, bro. But I was there for the first Mueller match, just sort of seeing him feel it out and sort of direct people over there, over here, and just sort of being a coach on the field, and you see how it developed, and man, it came together fast, and the players just eat it up. Like,
yeah,
the knowledge, you know, I just imagine in practice, just the, you know, every player just says the same thing. I just watch them, the little things. And this happens when you're around guys like this. Suddenly, Aza, and you've seen these guys, suddenly guys start walking like him and talking like him, yeah. Right? Suddenly they start, they eat the same thing. Like they, because they see a guy that's won as much as he has, and they know, well, this guy's done it. This is a world-class player. I want to be a world-class player. I'm going to copy him. Like, you can't tell me, like, Berhalter isn't just sponging this stuff up, and look how much better he's getting.
100%. Little clones everywhere, just picking it up through osmosis. You see it throughout training. You see it on the pitch as well within a game. He settled them down on several occasions throughout this season. And I don't think that they have the final against Cruz Azul in Mexico City. I don't think that plays out the same way because he doesn't get rattled. He doesn't get shaken. He's seen it all. And I think that that's going to be a big part.
Hopefully we don't get food poisoned in Florida this time or drugged or whatever.
Yeah, hopefully everyone stays healthy and safe there. Because I think it's a completely different team with him now leading the way. Whether he's wearing the captain's armband or not, he's definitely a leader and an extra coach on the pitch for sure.
Now, one, you know, Sorensen's just been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, just past unbelievable. His tactics, his temperament, you know, it's obviously just been such a fine. But talk to me about, like, the Whitecaps brass. There's been so much talk about, like, the team being for sale and all that type of stuff. And, you know, the stadium and... there was a lot of negativity, let's just be real, about the franchise. It's not like in the past, you know, they've had a ton of money to spend. And I like what the owner, what Axel said about Mueller's deal when people ask, how much is Mueller really making? And he said, I'll put it this way. It's a very white cap type of deal,
yeah.
which means it's not like, it's not massive money. I've heard like 6 million type of thing, like, right. That it's nothing insane. Like over the top, like, you know, some of these deals are, but they remind me, Asa, of the Montreal Expos in a sense. Limited budget, but damn, they've got a good scouting department. Like, you know what I mean? To know that, listen, Ahmed is a stud. This kid's a stud. Brian White, an unheralded player, like even in America, right? Flies under the radar. Blackman, Berhalter, Kubis.
Yes.
Like, we go down the list. You know, the goalie from Japan, Takioga. Like, we go down the list. They just knock it out of the park, and it's very, I guess the best way of putting it, it's very Moneyball-like.
It is.
You know what I mean? We're going to find a guy that does the same thing for $580,000, Tate Johnson, that another team's getting. Tate Johnson, good example. A guy, he looks like he can't even get into a bar. Like, he, you know what I mean? Like, he could walk into a high school campus and fit in, Tate Johnson. Like, he'd be like, yeah, he's a senior. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They find, it's very Moneyball like, where they find players that don't make a ton of money and they play at this elite level.
Yeah, and that's where I have to bring it back to the first name you mentioned there, Jesper Sorensen, because I think that all that stuff looks good on paper and in theory. You get these cheap players and they can produce at a high level, but they've other teams have tried and they'll continue to try. And Ralph Priester was in Colorado and he was brought in from Toronto as this player, that a project player that can kind of give him something. Didn't really pan out there. It comes to the Whitecaps, converts to a center back, and looks like one of the best in the league. And maybe he gets called up to the Canadian national team.
Hell, just
like
so deep, I didn't even bring up Jaden Nelson.
Jaden Nelson's another one. Yeah, Toronto essentially reject, right? So these, it's like the land of misfit toys. They just kind of find these guys, put them all together, and it's a group, it's a unit that buys into Jesper Sorensen's vision and coaching style. And Vanni Sartini deserves some credit as well. Because I think that he got them all kind of going in the same direction. And
he brought life to the program. He did bring life.
And everyone talks about it in every sport, culture change, right? Culture change. We need to change the culture. I think it's one thing to say it, another thing to do it. But yet, Vanni Sartini definitely did that. He changed the culture here. He was winning consecutive Canadian championships. And then he had everybody kind of moving in the same direction. And then Jesper Sorensen added a little bit more. And now you're seeing this MLS Cup quality team.
Yeah, I love the passion of Annie that he brought. You know, the tactics, he was more of an emotional type of guy. But
yeah,
like you said, like he brought passion to the team. And fans liked him, and he cared. And like you said, it needed that next step, that more refinement, right? And here they are now. But yeah, no, it's been such a special year. It's unbelievable. Like, and there's no real offseason with the MLS. Like I said, they're going to be back out in late February, early March. Like I said, they're home opener, right? So, like, there's this mini little offseason. But I just didn't want it to end. I was really hoping, we were at the Dallas stuff, and I was really in L.A. I was really hoping, all right, man, maybe, Philly can pull this off and, depending on who they're going to play, and then maybe New York can do it so we can get the, because put it this way, if this match is at BC Place tomorrow, I'm booking the parade right now already. Like, I'm already on Fanatics ordering my championship gear. The fact that it's in Fort Lauderdale, it's like, oh, God. Yeah. This is going to be a bitch to deal with, and you got to go through the greatest player of all time here, but you want to be the best.
But that's how this
team's
got to do it. Exactly. Yep. I feel like they've done that. Beat LAFC, beat San Diego that finished on top of them in the West. This
On the road, man. I was worried about that.
Exactly.
They went in there up 3-0 after 20 minutes.
That's right. And here's another one. Now, at Miami, I think this is how you get it done, because I think that for whatever reason, probably the reason that we mentioned before, where people don't know all these names and can't really believe that the Whitecaps are this good, it feels like they have to keep proving people wrong. And this would be it, right? Undisputed, if you get this done in Miami in front of the home fans and Lionel Messi. So I this is probably according to script if you're a Whitecaps fan.
We'll get you out of here, Asa. We appreciate your time as you get ready to go to Florida for the MLS Cup. But got to believe there's going to be some goals in this game.
I think
like,
so.
Is it a 3-2 match? Like, this ain't going to be nil-nil, man, like in the 60th minute with these two teams. They both attack.
Yeah, I think you'll get at least 4 goals in this game. I don't know which way it's going to go. I think the Whitecaps can frustrate them as well. I think they can get an early goal and then add to it, similar to they did against LAFC, did against San Diego as well. I think that can happen. And then kind of make the take away the service to Messi and to Vetti up top. But I think the key is getting that first goal. But it will open up. If Miami scores first, they could probably add to it. If the Whitecaps score first, they could probably add to that tally as well. It should open up this game.
Oh, boy.
That being said, it's going to be 1-0 final, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, as a betting man, I know. But, man, it sounds so cliche. But, man, the first goal is important to this game.
Yeah.
Like, it's just critical, and I could see guys too. We'll get into the picks in a couple of minutes with Angelo and Julio and everything. But like, I could see there being a goal in the first 10 minutes of the game for you bettors out there, where it's just like this quick. Oh boy, somebody just scored! But we'll get you out of here, Asa. So we got the MLS Cup, and you can believe it. Oh yeah, Canada are in the World Cup, and finally the draw is here. Like, it seems so far away. It was like, we don't find out till December. Now it's December.
Yeah.
So now we kind of know these games in June are going to be here before we know it.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, can't wait for the draw. Looking forward to that one Friday morning. We're actually probably going to miss it, though. Going to be in transit, so flying out, unfortunately, because otherwise it was going to be, all over Twitter, X, and social
media. Yeah, and
then
the second draw on Saturday is going to go on Journey MLS Cup, basically, like the announcements and all that, right?
Right.
So, yeah, we got a big weekend of soccer, man. I already got my ticket for the first game in Vancouver. So Canada's second game. I think I'm going to get the other one. I got to get it today before the draw is announced, because God knows who we're going to end up playing. But let's just pray, everybody. Like, give us, not to disrespect any countries or anything, but give us New Zealand and Ghana. Don't give us Norway and Erling Haaland, or God forbid Italy. Like, Italy's in the playing group, man. That's a possibility.
Could happen in top 4. No, you're right. I mean, that's the interesting thing here.
If they do that, they hate us. Like, they already screwed us in the last World Cup with that Belgium, Morocco, Croatia.
That was
ridiculous.
Group.
Like,
The good thing about this one is that Canada's in pot 1 right now, so you dodge the heavy hitters
on that side.
So that kind of helps it.
I want to dodge everybody. I want to be like a college football team, Asa. I want to play like Murray State.
Cupcakes,
like,
let's go.
Yeah. I want to play Murray State. I want to play Mississippi Valley State. Hey, Asa, great stuff. Safe travels. Thanks for doing this. Keep up the great work. And let's hope next time we talk, we're talking about the Whitecaps' first ever MLS championship.
Love it. Thanks so much, Gabe. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you, Asa. All right, there's the play-by-play voice of the Vancouver Whitecaps. Like I said, such a massive weekend of soccer with the MLS Cup. Let's bring in Zara right now. Angelo, Zara, good to catch up with you, Zara. I know you're a big Vancouver Whitecap fan, so you're in Calgary. How are you enjoying this run from afar?
Hey, Gabe, thanks for having me on. First thing, it's been a pleasure, and Yeah, it's just crazy to see this team. I think I said on your program a few years ago, I don't think I see ever the Whitecaps ever get to an MLS Cup final just because they're always a low budget team playing out of BC Place. They're not getting the revenue like other teams. But to see this journey from 2011 to now, I'm quite stoked about it. And I think the nerves and all that is setting in now, realizing we're almost 48 hours away from game time.
Yeah, you know what? I remember going to Whitecap games like 5 years ago when I moved here, and there was 9,000 people, 12,000 people, like the lower bowl, like holds 25,000 in BC Place. The lower bowl was like half full. So never mind the upper deck. Like, so you know what I mean? It looked like a Toronto Argonaut game. Like, you know what I mean? It was like a spattering of people around, and like families would go because they like soccer, and the soccer programs would go. And I remember like sitting in the stands, and like these guys from England were in the stands, tourists, and they were like saying they think they could play in the league. He was like, I bet you I could play in this league. Like they were drinking. I was like, no, you couldn't. Like I got into it with them and stuff. Like people were mocking it. But I vividly remember looking at the Whitecaps payroll, and I was like, dear God, it's $12 million only. Like they were spending $12 million on players. To put in context, Kentucky's basketball team is $23 million this year. Even now, though, Zara, like I just brought up with Asa, even now, the Whitecaps are only at $18 million. Ohio State spend more on their football team. Kentucky spends more on their football team. Now, the Mueller deal sort of adds to this, and no one really knows what he's getting. But like I said, I've heard it's in the $6 million a year range only, which isn't that much by for him. He's not really doing it for the money, but they're still doing it on a budget compared to LAFC. And like you look at TFC and these teams spent all that money. They have great scouts. It's unbelievable. Great coaches and great scouts.
Yeah, they get the most out of the players that they scout, of which is what Vancouver needs to do to be successful going forward, right? So they've hit the players that they scouted, like you brought up with Asa, Ali Ahmed. Like I've seen you tweet about it. This kid is going to Europe probably in a maybe this off season. Like players like that.
I don't want to lose them. We're losing everybody,
I
bro.
know
Like
that's the problem. We're gonna lose everybody
yeah.
except Mahler.
The Whitecaps are so good, guys, that the everybody's noticed. So these and they're and it's yeah, it's MLS the Whitecaps. I would love to see the MLS being in a position where it's like, no, you're not stealing our players. This guy's staying. We're keeping Ahmed. But the way Ahmed's playing, if he has a big MLS Cup, goes into the World Cup, this kid's gonna end up in an EPL type of thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like he's gonna end up in like on a big time. Look at Jonathan David for Juventus right now.
Yeah, the
Like there's
problem with David Juventus, it's a
that's a love-hate relationship.
it is a love-hate thing. And going to Serie A, it's a totally different league versus EPL, La Liga, Bundesliga. It's a more open league. Serie A is a very tactical league.
I would have stayed in the French league if I was him.
Yeah, sometimes the grass isn't greener on the other side,
You
right?
were
So,
racking up a bunch of goals. Everything was good there, but exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know,
it's
being a.
the agents these days, right? They get in their ears, this and that, the
Yeah, it's the
exposure.
name. Juventus wants you. Okay, I'm going to go. And it's like, dude, you know that they're it's going to be rough there. Like, they turn on Americans, Canadians, you're black. Like, it's like there's a lot of stuff in play here. Right? It's not just like his skin color. It's like they're going to look down. They're going to be like, dude, like, why is our striker a Canadian? We're Juventus, right? So you really got to prove yourself. So what's your prediction? What's your bet here? The Whitecaps to lift the trophy, Angela, is pretty much the same thing as the freaking odds. Like the Whitecaps are like plus 175 in a match, but they're to lift the trophy. No, dear God. So they're up to plus 290 right now. But so to what's to lift the trophy? What are these odds
I
just
think they were
stupid.
plus 165 for that last time I
Yeah,
checked.
that's what it was. So it's up to plus 175 now to lift the trophy. So it's going up. So it looks like Miami money's coming in here right now. For to be safe, it's almost like a teaser. I'm going to take the Whitecaps on the Asian handicap line, and you know I'm going to crank it up. So I'll have them at like plus 1.5. You know what I mean? I'll parlay it with some other type stuff, a college football game. You know, maybe out of the Raptors tonight, they beat the Lakers, whatever. So I'm gonna parlay to plus 1.5, but I think the Whitecaps are gonna pull this off. They've already beat Miami twice. I was scared the last time. I was at that game, Zara, when we routed them here, we beat them up in Vancouver, and I was like, oh boy, we got to go to Miami now. 5 days later, this is going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
We beat them again.
Yeah,
we went into San Diego right last week. Everyone, San Diego's the one seed; they got a home field advantage. Like Vancouver schooled them. Like Ahmed nearly broke that kid's ankle. Like he went around them. Like they posterized them type stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it was 3-0. Like the Whitecaps murdered them.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about this Whitecap team. Like Asa, their play-by-play guy we just had on, the Whitecaps like this challenge. We're going to go to Miami and we're going to beat Messi for a third time, and we're going to be like, you can't top that, man.
No.
Like I got man, I'm going to cry if they pull this off. Where they went from what they were and this incredible run, and out of fate, they have the greatest player that's ever lived in front of them to do it. And mm-hmm. if they do this, it's really one of the best, like, championships ever. Like, you know, the Whitecaps have totally earned this. Like, it'd be unbelievable.
Yep, they would fully deserve it. They didn't buy their way to a final. They, like I said earlier, they scouted properly. Somehow Thomas Muller joins the Whitecaps. That's a story for another day. But, it'll be fully deserved. But, Gabe, I think I'm going to go against you on who's going to hoist the championship on Saturday. I think... it's going to be tough to defeat Inter Miami like three times in the same year. I think it's just one of those things. Like Miami's just a juggernaut at home. They're undefeated at home this year, 3-0. They've racked up the goals. I believe they scored 13 goals, only conceded once at Chase Stadium. And now with Suarez, he's not even in the fold anymore. As Aisha brought up, Allende there, the young or 26-year-old Argentinian, he took Suarez's spot. Now he's racking it up. He's got 8 goals through the playoffs here. And to the Messi's other side, he's got Matteo Silvetti on his side. He's got 3 goal contributions in the last 3 games. So even if you shut down Messi, it's still going to be Inter Miami. It's still going to attack you. But what Aisha brought up, I totally agree. And what you brought up too, that first goal, it's so cliche, but it's going to be massive. It's going to dictate who's going to be the winner after 90 minutes or extra time.
Because one thing with Miami,
yeah,
they're shaky. They're dangerous as hell. Like, I'm not going to dispute it. And the influx of youth, but they've given up 55 goals this year.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver's given up 38 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's Vancouver play with the ball a lot now. So to me, it's like, who's going to have possession? You got to keep the ball away from Messi and Miami and let him set up shop on you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a challenge, but
it is.
Very disappointed in you, Zara. Vancouver wins 3-2.
Well,
3-2 Whitecaps.
I'm liking the alternate over. I like the over 3.5 at plus 100. I think it was plus 110 earlier in the week. It's gone down a bit to plus 100, the alternate over 3.5 goals. The books are sensing this game's going to be a high-scoring one. I think the over 2.5, last I checked, was minus 225. So the books are sensing there's going to be an open cell game on Saturday. Yeah,
that's not even too bad, minus 225. That's good parlay material as well. There will be 3 goals. There'll probably be 3 goals in the first half of this game, to be honest.
For sure. I totally agree.
Vancouver attack. All right, we'll bring Cam Stewart in. But Zara, what's your World Cup? If you were going to play 2 teams to win the World Cup right now, who are you taking?
Ooh, that's tough. I think first I would take Spain. As of today, I would back Spain, and I think maybe Brazil. I know their program isn't what it used to be, but just being on North American style, nobody is really talking about them being a threat. And I know you can't say Brazil as a dark horse, but nobody is really looking at Brazil to claim the 2026 World Cup. And then, as you were saying earlier, once the brackets and all the teams get figured out, I think that's when we'll really see who's going to be the championship or the winner at the end of 2026 here.
The last time the World Cup was in the United States, Brazil won.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the record. Right? It's weird because the South American teams don't win in Europe. The European mm-hmm. teams don't win in South America.
Mm-hmm.
You get this America one, which is kind of up in the air. Who's going to thrive in that role? Brazil won, but that was a long time ago. And, of course, that was mm-hmm. the famous poor Baggio. I saw Baggio the other day saying that he's still haunted by that.
Yeah, as they say, you remember the losses more than the wins, right? And
I still but... never forget the call on TV. Baggio, no, no, as the ball was sailed over the net. No, that was a wild one.
Yeah.
1994 World Cup, Los Angeles. Man, so it's, yeah, what a big weekend. All right, thanks, Sarah, for joining us. Enjoy the game, and we'll catch up with you. Thanks for the time.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Gabe. Really appreciate it, and good luck to the Whitecaps and your bets.
MLS Cup, Saturday afternoon, 2:30 Eastern time. Far from an ideal start time, but whatever. It is what it is. They usually play like these big soccer games, you know, on the after, you know, 3:30 or noon, whatever, like global time. So they're trying to go all big with this. And honestly, it is Messi and stuff and Mueller. So it's going to be like prime time in Germany and like Argentina, night, et cetera. Like globally, this will be the most watched MLS Cup ever. Like, you've got numerous legends in the game, young up-and-coming superstars. Like, it really is just over-the-top cool. I'm not a fan of the fact that Zara just picked Inter Miami, though, on the way out there. Hey. Supposedly as a Whitecap fan. What's
he's wearing
up,
a jersey, too. How you doing, Gabe? No, I like that. Yeah, he's wearing a Whitecap jersey. But, yeah. Sorry, Gabe, but I'll take Inter Miami, please. But the good news is, I guess, when we're doing the college football show, we're at 3 o'clock. The game's just going to be starting at 2:30. So that's good news.
Be 30 minutes in.
Are they going to start right then, right at that time? Or there's
going
to be a ceremony? Yeah, that's a problem then. But hey, you'll get to watch at least most of the game there. And
yeah, you know what? I don't know, Cam. And to be honest with you, it's true. Like,
think about it.
I even saw that their TV coverage starts at 2:30. I got to believe this really kicks off at 3. They're going to do, like, the player introductions. They're not just going to, by the way, Messi's on. We're starting the game. Like,
that's the thing.
But the sports book is saying 2:30 as well. Like, everybody's saying 2:30.
But you're right, and that's a great point. The thing is, this is global. Messi's huge, right? So it's one of those things. Okay, it's not a college basketball game between St. Bonaventure and Fordham, like at 7.
The entire country of Argentina is going to be watching. Like, everyone in Germany's watching because of Mueller. Like,
you're right.
It's like massive. Like, and don't forget, Apple TV is global too, right? It's like, it's not, like you said, they're not just thinking about America with this.
Earliest
they're thinking
game,
like
I'm
the
thinking,
world is going to watch.
What do you think? Earliest 2:45, the 2:50. It'll be like right when we get off the air from the college football, I think they'll be starting the game. I don't think they'll start right at 2:30. That's just my opinion. But yeah, if they want to milk, like, why wouldn't you milk it, Gabe? You said it. It's global. You got everybody. You got some of the best players.
Early
in the
start
world.
Time, man, for Vancouver. Yeah.
It is.
They've never played. They don't play at 11:30 in the morning, but they're already there now, which I think is smart. They got there on Wednesday night. So they're going to have 3 days to get accustomed to the temperature, and they're already out there practicing. You've got the press conferences and all that type of stuff, right? It's a championship. This is where having Mueller on the team really helps as well. Like, Mueller's played in World Cups, right? Like, Mueller's played in Champions League finals. You know what I mean? So they can just sort of lean on him. I love Mueller, too, today. They asked him at the press conference this morning. They said, you played in Champions Leagues. You've won Champions Leagues. You've won World Cups. Where does this MLS Cup rank for you? And he said, the MLS Cup is the number one and the biggest game in my life. That's what he said. Because he goes, it's the next game in my life.
Exactly.
And he goes, it's the game that I'm focused on right now. And Mueller don't play around. Like, he came in here and he basically said, we're going to win the championship. Said, I came here to win. And he basically called out the city of Vancouver. He said, I sense a losing culture here. He said, like, there's he basically said it. He goes, with all the teams in this city, there's like a feeling that they can't win. He said, I'm going to change that and show you that it is possible to win. And the thing is with the Whitecaps, and I brought this up with Asa, is they were already good. Like, they were already in first place and stuff, like when they brought Mueller in. So it's not like, oh, yeah, Mueller, you know, it's Mueller's team and he – but it's very, you know, it's very like, you know, I guess the best comparison actually, it's the Raptors and Kawhi. And this makes me feel better now because I just thought of this, and the Raptors won with Kawhi. The Raptors were good. Like, the Raptors were winning 56 games every year. They won playoff series and stuff, but they couldn't beat LeBron. And when it really got hard, they just didn't have that. They didn't have it in them. Like, it was that we're missing just an ingredient. What's the spice? Like, we're missing something. You brought in Mr. Ice in his veins, Kawhi. Where it's like, yeah, you know what? We're down 2-0 to the Bucks, and we're going to double overtime, and our season could be over. But you know what? Our best player is calm. And if your best player is calm and your best player is like, don't worry about this, I got this, it sort of trickles down to everybody.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Like, you know, and I get it. Zara brought it up. It's almost like we're playing the Argentina national team. It is. Like, let's just be real. Like, Inter Miami are so stacked, it's not even funny. Like, you know, like, dude, one player, Messi makes more than the entire white cap team does.
Crazy.
Like, so, like, it's not, you know, I mean, if you want to get into it from that standpoint, but I'm telling you now, the white cap players are not scared. Like, they're not intimidated. They're not worried. They're not like, oh, we might win. I saw them walking, like, you see them in Florida right now. They're loose as hell. They have the same look on the faces that they did last week before the San Diego game when they rolled San Diego, who were the one seed. Right? This is different, though. This is messy. And then you get into as well with the officials. Like,
good call.
There, you know what I mean?
It's going to be pro Miami for sure.
Who's going to get a call? Like Messi or the team from Canada? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, it ain't easy. But you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I can't help but think, too, this is painful because the son of a bitch bastards already won with the Florida Panthers.
Oh, God.
Beat the Oilers.
I never even thought about that. Canada Miami and Florida? Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they don't even care.
I know.
They don't even care. The game's not even sold out in Miami. Like, I saw they were selling. Oh, yeah, tickets available. Tickets available. They only have 21,000 people in your damn stadium. People in Vancouver, BC Place, they have 20,000 people going to a viewing party at 11 in the morning.
Hilarious. It's so right. It's like, it's a, that's the
I
best.
Can't it's believe like, it's the freaking same like city too. It's Fort Lauderdale. It's Miami again. I'm like, oh God, no, I can't take this.
If you said it, out of all the cities, like they don't even care. It's no. Like, wow. We got
if Messi wasn't on the team, they would give two shit. They would not care. Even now the glow is kind of worn off. Like
we won the Stanley Cup. We can win the MLS. You're right. Like people like that's like the last thing on their mind, but it's just the way.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, Ken, the Inter Miami parade will be bigger than the Panthers parade. The Inter Miami at least will draw people.
The best thing I enjoyed off the top when I was listening, you're talking about the World Cup draw that's coming up. You're like, yeah, I hope we get Ghana. I was thinking I'm almost like spit out my coffee there. That made me laugh. I'm really, really interested.
Yeah, no offense to Ghana or New Zealand or these countries, but this could end poorly.
I just hope Scotland, like for me, like Canada's always number one, but you know, just with the roots and stuff like that and my friends and other pick, I just hope they're not in the same group, but I'm just happy.
There's
a
legitimate chance that Canada plays Scotland.
I know. That's what I have a real weird feeling and they're going to be in the same group.
To be honest, people that observers can kind of want it. Mm-hmm. Not to disrespect Scotland, but
they can beat Scotland.
There's worse teams to play than Scotland. Like,
oh, big time.
Basically, the way it works, like they split it up into pots, and it's very convoluted. All right. There's like, it's not just a bracket, guys. It's not like they dictate this thing. And what they did, even, they made it possible so that Spain, England, Argentina, and France cannot play each other until the semifinal, which makes it harder for everybody else now. Like, you know what I mean? Because before it'd be like, oh, man, we're in this group or we're in this side of the bracket, but we won't have to play France and Spain because they're going to play each other. No, the World Cup rigged it. They set it up. So they want the top teams. So in other words, now, if you're Spain, you know you're not going to be in a group with France or this. You know this. They do this in the Champions League as well. So it's not unheard of in soccer with the top seeds. But they've bastardized it. Like, they're sort of rigging it in a sense. Like, for the teams to, you know, they've made it. And I get it. They don't, you know, there's big money at stake. And it's kind of like we always mock the NHL. Why the hell do you have two, like, your top two teams playing each other in the first round? The World Cup knows. They're like, we're not going to have Argentina versus France in the quarterfinals. So, like, they purposely set the bracket up that can't happen, right? Like, they want, if Spain is playing France, it's going to be in the goddamn semifinal or finals. Like, they're not, so they're kind of smart in that way. But it makes it harder on the other teams in a sense, because now you got to deal with that team in that group because now they're spread out more. But if you're Canada, Mexico, or the United States as a host nation, you can't play a team in the top nine in the rankings. So Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, you're not getting Argentina like no. In your first group. So it's not like, oh, my God, we got to play France in our first game. No, you get protected from the top nine, yet that's not much of a protection, the top nine. Like, to put in context, Germany are ranked 10th.
Exactly.
Right? So that's not a big protection. Now, Canada's not going to get Germany. Canada's going to get teams from, like, the pot three and the pot four. And they're going to get teams that, which would be sort of, you figure it would have been like a good deal for them to get the wild card team. There's a bunch of games going on tomorrow type of deal. And it's like the last spots to get into the World Cup. I know it sounds weird. They're having a draw, but they have the draw tomorrow, but it'll just sort of say wild card A, sort of like a March Madness bracket, like play in winner.
Play in the Dayton. Yeah. And the thing is, Italy still got to get there, Gabe. I know we talked about it because I hang out with a lot.
No, they will.
They'll get there. I agree with you 100%. They're going to get there, but they never make it easy on themselves. But this,
But Canada could potentially draw Italy. Canada could potentially draw Scotland. Canada could potentially draw Norway, which there's, you know, Norway would not be a good draw just because Erling Haaland is just such a stud and one of the best players in the world. And he's like the top goal scorer in the world right now. You don't want to deal with Norway. So, like I said, if you're Canada, I was kind of thinking the whole time that, like, Canada's, they're going to give Canada a cupcake group. They want Canada getting out. Like, they want the home teams to advance. And then, like, every year, like, dude, like, every home nation is advanced, I think, besides South Korea. Like, and once they did, like, they set it up for the home nations to sort of advance out of the group. And then they get bounced after that, right? You're on your own after that. But they do sort of set up the groups. But the way with the play-in format here, Canada's could end up with, like, a tough team. Like, they could end up with Scotland. Scotland can't score. So, you know, it'd be a low-scoring game. Canada have a lot more skill than Scotland.
Recently, I will say this, though. The Scottish soccer's kind of changed a bit. And I watched the qualifiers. They've actually been really loose defensively, but actually scoring more. Like, the old Scottish teams would try to play for, like, a nil-nil draw. But when they were playing Denmark, like, Denmark, like, literally hit four bars. Like, it got wild. Scotland took a really early lead on a bicycle kick. McManaman scored, like, early into that game. And then Denmark was chasing the game. But I will say this, Scotland's kind of offensively getting better where their defense is lacking big time.
Yeah, you know, you're right. They do score a bit more than they used to. But they're going to be playing against much tougher sides now.
Yes.
Right? And now, you know, in the World Cup. So, listen, Canada, Scotland, from the lineage stuff, I could see it. Personally, I've already thrown it out there what I think is going to happen. I think it's going to be Canada, Australia, Ghana, and then the other one, I don't know. Like, I think we could get, like, I was hoping basically to sort of get three, like, easier matches. From what I understand, it doesn't work that way. breaking it down, I've been reading a lot of stuff about group predictions and how it works with the pots and stuff. Basically, Canada's going to get sort of two winnable games and one toss-up. Like, Canada's not, like, good enough. They're not high enough rank where they're just going to give them, like, a bunch of cupcakes. You know what I mean? They're not Spain or France. So, like, it's going to be sort of two winnable games and one tough one. I saw, like I said, there's all these World Cup predictors and all this type of stuff, man. I saw one where it wasn't very good. It was pretty bad for Canada. They had to play Morocco again. We do not want to play Morocco.
No.
Basically, I'm scared of everybody, though.
And we played Belgium last time. Remember, we started off really well, and they actually played well. They just couldn't, like, execute in that game. And you said it. You don't want, like, a team like that early, but those are other ones are winnable games if you put, like, the group that you put out there. You're right. And why would they want these guys to go out early? The better the host teams do, it's better for business, right?
The big one, too. The big, and, man, these tickets would be incredibly expensive. Is if Italy plays Canada in the first game in Toronto.
Oh, God.
Canada's first game. Canada's only playing one game in Toronto, right? So they're playing two in Vancouver out of their three. So as they move on, they could play in other places, obviously. But if they move on, right? So basically, there's only one game in Canada to begin with. The tickets in Toronto are a lot more expensive than they are in Vancouver. Because there's only one game. And also in Vancouver got like a lot of World Cup games. Like Vancouver got the group of 32 game. They got a Sweet 16 elimination game. Like Vancouver, the FIFA committee really liked Vancouver and hooked them up. And word is even that they're blown away by the Whitecap success and they want to get good teams in Vancouver, supposedly. So... But I'm talking down the road, like the quarterfinals and all that type of stuff, that they like the Vancouver committee and stuff. And, they had their draw here and stuff. Like, they were here last week. They had the World Cup, the women's thing here, like, last week. Like, you know FIFA likes you when they're holding their conventions in your city and stuff, right? At the hotels, and they're racking up the expense accounts and stuff. So they like Vancouver. So I can't wait. It's all going to tomorrow we find out the groups, who's in the groups. And then Saturday, they milk it into a 2-day thing. And then Saturday, we'll find out in what cities every team is playing. Right. So, but you know, it's kind of whatever. I already know Canada's playing in Vancouver. I already got tickets. Sorry, no, but I'm going to find out who we're playing. On Saturday, but you'll find out, you know, exactly the times and the groups and all right, England's playing in New York or this team, Germany's playing in this. And man, they have their work cut out for them too, because a lot of there's a bunch of countries that are banned from the United States. Like Iran is totally banned. Like Iran didn't even bother showing up for the draw type thing. And so you're not putting Iran in the United States. So then it's, you know, Iran is going to be in Mexico or Canada, and Iran politically in Canada won't go over well either. So they're going to have to stick Iran in like Mexico. Like there's a lot of geopolitical stuff that's going to come into this group and this bracket, but the world awaits. You think like the selection show is big for March Madness. The World Cup draw, man, literally like billions of people watching around the world. Biggest tournament in the world, man. And it's going to be lit. So we find out tomorrow. For the record, I said earlier in the week, we asked Zara who he likes. My two picks to win the World Cup right now are Spain and France. I think it's either Spain and or France. Spain are the favorites. England are the second choice. France are the third choice. And Argentina is the fourth choice as the defending champions. Now, we've seen people put together these big parlays of, you don't even have to put that much money on them. You got to be patient. You got to pick the championship. right? You got to pick your champions along the way. So I'm going to start. I was talking about this earlier in the week. I'm going to start to throw some of these together, including with the World Cup, Cam. And looking at the futures right now, I don't, you know, injuries happen. Stuff could happen. You have the Olympics. You know, there's the pre-Olympics and post-Olympics in the NHL. But the Colorado Avalanche are by far the best team in the National Hockey League.
Yep.
No one's, like, on their level. And the number keeps dropping. It was plus 400 yesterday. Now it's plus 375. So I say the Colorado Avalanche will win the Stanley Cup. And Team Canada is going to win the gold medal in the Olympics. Now, the only thing with Team Canada is that prevents it from being like, nothing is a stone cold lock, but is there goaltending? Canada's, you know, they don't have like a star goalie here. And it could be a concern. But the thing is, Canada is so effing deep and so good elsewhere, it's going to mask like their goaltending issues. A Colorado Avalanche, Team Canada to win gold medal, parlay pays plus 1040. Now you get into the NBA. You know, are Oklahoma City beatable? Yeah, kind of, but
probably not.
The thing with Oklahoma City is they're beatable in a 7-game series, right? In a regular season, they're going to win a million games, and they're a load to deal with. I don't think they're invincible in a 7-game series. And the fact is, look, they won 7 games last year with the Indiana Pacers. It wasn't like, and the Pacers were injured. It wasn't like they had an easy time. It was weird. They would blow them out and then lose a game type of deal. But I think the thing is, the Thunder are getting better. Like, they're better this year than they were last year even. Like, and they're a young team, so they haven't really peaked yet. So short of some, like, weird, crazy deal, like, all right, does Giannis get dealt to the San Antonio Spurs or the Lakers? Like, is there some weird deal coming? I don't think so. It's too big of a deal. I think it'll happen in the offseason. The Denver Nuggets, to me, they're kind of capable of beating Oklahoma City. Houston, Houston are good. But long story short, let's put Oklahoma City in the parlay. Now you're up to 25-1. Colorado to win the Stanley Cup, Oklahoma City to win the NBA Finals.
Yeah, and one good Super Bowl in college or just one of those?
Well, one good thing about Colorado and Oklahoma City is they both at the same time. So the NHL Finals and the NBA Finals are basically at the same time. You'd already have Canada out of the way. So you got Colorado to win, Canada to win, Oklahoma City to win. And then we were just talking about the World Cup. And the World Cup will start, like, basically before hockey is over. Like, that's how ridiculous it is for hockey. So the Stanley Cup Finals will be going on when the World Cup has begun. So if we throw a World Cup winner in here, then it really becomes a massive payout. So let's say Spain. Spain is the favorite to win at plus 450. And now we're talking 146-1.
What would France
be? It's actually not 140. Well, it is, and it is with a number. It's actually plus 14,634. So you put, if you bet $1 on that, yeah, it's like, so it works out to 147-1, but it's plus 14,000. So $100 on that pays $1,000 pays $147,000. $100 bet for this pays $14,734. And none of this is crazy. Colorado to win the Stanley Cup, like, if we don't put this bet in now, you'll see. In June, you'll be like, son of a bitch, I knew Colorado was going to win the Cup. Colorado win the Cup, that's not crazy. Canada is going to win the gold medal, guys. The U.S. are all kind of play bully hockey, and it won't work in the Olympics. Bill Guerin's an idiot and putting together another same type of team. Like, Sweden are a big threat maybe or something, but Canada's going to win. Like, they're just too deep. Like, Canada's going to win. So you got Canada's going to win. Oh, let's say Oklahoma City rolls again. They probably do. And, you know, the favorite. basically, Cam, we have four favorites here. Mm-hmm. Four favorites, and it's still 147-1.
It's amazing. And you could even put in, if you don't like, France is a very possible, if not Spain, that you have in that parlay. You could, and just for kicks, you could do this one and then add maybe an NCAA basketball team. You could add the Super Bowl team to that. Those are hard, very hard to predict. But if you wanted to make it astronomical, you can put a fun one together with a couple more legs.
Yeah, you know what, though? These are more predictable. The Super Bowl is tough. I mean, I guess, let's see, let me, if I put the Bills in here. Bills to win outright at 10-1. It has become a ridiculous parlay now.
Yeah, lottery.
Now $100 now becomes $100 pays $152,000 if we throw the Buffalo Bills into that. But this is the way to go. You have to be patient, but these parlays add up very quickly when you just sort of multi-sport them up. We just saw that Blue Jay fan in Toronto cash like a $94,000 parlay. He, same thing. He was patient. He had Canada win the Four Nations last year, the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, the Toronto Blue Jays to win the American League Championship. He didn't even have them to win the World Series.
That's the smart move. Exactly. Brilliant. That's a brilliant move.
So, like, that's why, like, I'm like, yeah, I could throw Michigan in here, but, like, to win the college basketball tournament, but there's a few teams that could win. I mean, there's no – I don't think there's a few – there's only, like, there's many more teams, Cam, that could win the NCAA basketball tournament than there is the NBA championship.
Agreed.
So that's why I wouldn't put these teams in, right? I want to keep it as a safe parlay, a relatively, like, lock. Like I said, I'm getting four favorites. As it is right now, Michigan are the favorites to win the NCAA tournament. I said before the year they're going to be there. They'll be in the Final Four, right? So it's not a surprise, but Duke are damn good. I mean, Duke are 10-1. Purdue, I kind of whatever. Purdue or Purdue, they always choke.
You said it, but like knocking it down, like the NCAA, you can name multiple teams that can win. The Super Bowl is very difficult as well. Like there's multiple teams. You're right. Colorado, that makes sense. OKC makes sense. And you pick either a couple favorites in the World Cup. You like Spain or like France is another solid side. You could do that. I agree with you. That's the way to attack it. You do one parlay, and then you do like a fun one where you try to hit like a lottery, add a couple to it.
Well, at these prices, you can put together a bunch of them, really. Mm-hmm. If you're willing, you know, $100 here, $100 there, and you have a bunch of these parlays, you sort of sit on it, you forget about them, you move on, and you get to the playoffs, and then suddenly you're like, oh, damn. All right, Colorado just won the cup. Oh, wow, if Oklahoma City win, I'm actually like, not to mention you put yourself in head situations, which I'm not a big fan of, but when you're talking about like a $152,000 ticket and it's only like a four-legger or something, a five-legger, you put yourself in a pretty favorable position in which you can hedge. But college basketball, I would say the serious contenders are Michigan plus 750, Duke are 10-1, Connecticut looks like UConn or UConn again. And Connecticut are like legit, like serious national championship contenders. Ah, the Houston Cougars are contenders every
Purdue?
Year. They never win. Purdue, same thing. They never actually win. Same with Gonzaga. I like this Arizona team a lot, actually. That would be my final four that I would say as of now. Michigan, Duke, Connecticut, Arizona. But I'm going to start to fire away on a lot of these futures. Look, it's like the Vancouver Whitecaps. The Whitecaps were like 15-1. I was like, I should get this in, and I didn't. Then it was like 9-1 and stuff. Now it's plus 175, right? They actually pulled it off. Same with the Dodgers. Like, teams get to the championship. You just got to be patient, and you put the play in. You got to be patient. And the other one I think we got to start looking at, too, is the Super Bowl, but Super Bowl exact finalists is the way to go, Cam. So you pick a bunch of Super Bowl matchups that you think could potentially happen. You know, like the Bills versus the Rams. Broncos versus Rams. Broncos, Eagles. Bills, Eagles. You know, you just sort of throw a bunch of them together, the potential. Because same thing with the Super Bowl. There's really not that many teams that could win the Super Bowl.
There's a few. Philly could get their stuff together. The Rams, I don't think I want to say Seattle, but they're still still not in that class. They're close. Bills in the AFC's to me is nuts. Like who in the AFC is dominant? Nobody. That's who. Houston's got a nice defense. The Bills.
Well, the Patriots are pretty dominant.
Yeah. You know what, though, Gabe? Till they prove it in the playoffs, this is the regular season. We'll see. We'll see about the Patriots. They're having a nice year, but, you know, I'm not sold that they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Listen, it's one of these weird deals. I don't want to put too much on the Bills, but if the Bills win this game against Cincinnati, I think it's a watch out situation for Buffalo moving forward. They've been unable. Buffalo really, like, they've looked good. Then they sort of lose a game and it's like, well, all right, they're back on track. They look really good. And it's like, no, there's another dud again. They need to string together a couple of these and the chips will start to fall into place for them. And they'll start to climb up in the playoffs and like they'll get to the 5 seed if they don't win the division instead of being in the 7 fighting for the playoff spot now and stuff. But if they lose, I mean, McDermott could get fired. Like, This is a massive game for the Buffalo Bills. And the Cincinnati Bengals, like, are back in this thing. Joe Burrow has won 8 straight starts. They're coming off the win. They're only 2 games out of first place right now in their division. They haven't given up on the season. This is a big game, like, you know, in a lot of ways. Like, you know, you can almost say take a future on both teams here before. Because I tell you what, if Buffalo win, guys, this game, people are going to jump back on the Josh Allen bandwagon and the Bills bandwagon. And they won't be 10-1 anymore. They're going to fall to like 6-1 or something like that. People are going to be like, oh, you know what? I think the Bills are back. And the Bills look really good a couple of weeks in a row now. And then you get the Bengals, which everyone have written the F off. But the Bengals win this game. Suddenly they're going to make the final month of the season very interesting because that division is pretty like Pittsburgh have problems. Baltimore have problems. Cincinnati, Cam, actually have a better division record than them, too. Like, Cincinnati have beaten them earlier in the year. It's not insane that Cincinnati makes the playoffs somehow and wins the division, but they got to beat the Bills on Sunday.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like Cincinnati. You talked about Joe Burrow 8. I think this is a statement game for the Bills. They lost in the snowstorm to Cincinnati before in the playoffs. Buffalo needs to show up, put up and shut up, and take care of business. I think they beat the Bengals, Gabe. I think they get it done this week.
The Buffalo Bills have won 13 consecutive 1 p.m. home games. Josh Allen has and the Bills have been kingpins at home in the 1 o'clock time slot, which this game is actually in. So you got a 13-0 run for the Buffalo Bills at 1 o'clock at home, and you got an 8-0 run going back to last year with Joe Burrow starting. All right, so Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions, what's your pick tonight, Cam? What do you got?
I took Detroit, Gabe. I know it's kind of a lot of people like Cowboys. This is the final stand for Detroit. I think they win this game by a touchdown. That total, you know, it looks so obvious that it's going over. Sometimes these big numbers go under, but I like the Lions tonight. I really think, you know, I did also a parlay with Gibbs anytime touchdown and Detroit money line to plus money because he's minus 220 for a touchdown, which is crazy. I think you'll get 2 tonight for the Lions. Dallas has been so much improved. And you're right, Gabe, I've been riding them versus Kansas City, versus Philadelphia. Well, you have too. Both of us have been riding the Cowboys to, you know, winning money. But this is a spot, I think, for Detroit. I think they get it done tonight.
I'm going to take and it's up to 3.5 again right now. You know, it's 3.5. This number's been up for a while since post-Thanksgiving, like type stuff. But it was 3.5. It went down to 3. And now it's popped back up to 3.5, the total 54.5. I like the Cowboys a lot in this game. I think the Cowboys are going to win the game outright. But that total of 54.5, it's like, yeah, it should get there. Like, logically, it'd be like, yeah, this game's going to be a track meet. But Detroit's offense kind of sucks. And they don't have anybody. They're down to their third-string tight end. They don't have, like, they're just so beat up, this team, on both sides of the football. Like, you know, I've been critical of Dan Campbell and stuff like that. But they have had a million injuries. Like, their secondary is shredded. And you don't have Laporta. You don't have Amon St. Brown. Your passing attack kind of was struggling before that, as it was. So you got this Tesla guy.
Tesla, yeah.
Yeah, Tesla. You got the Tom Kennedy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you do have Jameson tough. Williams, right? Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. Gibbs is going to be a heavy dose of Gibbs. And I'm a big Gibbs fan. He's a stud. A heavy dose of Gibbs, but One thing with Dallas, guys, since they've revamped their defense and they've got Overshown, they've got Quinnen Williams, they've got Woodside, they've got Malik Hooker, they've gone from giving up 134 yards a game on the ground to 67 yards a game on the ground.
Yep.
They've cut it in half in the last month. This is not the same Dallas Cowboy defenses as like last year or past years and stuff. It's damn good right now. That's my only concern for the over, but I like the Detroit Lions. Thanks to all of our guests, Zara, Asa Raymond, play-by-play voice of the Vancouver Whitecaps. And we'll have more on the MLS Cup tomorrow in our final picks. Rob Vino will step up and end. Big weekend of college football. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.